It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Thursday, January 10th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, and I am going to help you feel nostalgic with some emo artists from the 90s providing some new music for us in 2019.
And we'll be talking about a flute duel between maybe the two most famous flautists in popular culture.
I'm ready for it.
It's coming up. But first, a couple of headlines today. Lady Gaga is pulling a 2013 R. Kelly collaboration from streaming services. In the wake of a new Lifetime documentary that's renewed the furor over accusations against Kelly, Lady Gaga wrote in a statement on Thursday that she's sorry for making the song Do What You Want with Kelly and that she's pulling it from streaming services.
Yeah, this is not the only person who's doing this. I mean, watching the documentary, you kind of feel like there are so many people who are culpable, who are helping create this atmosphere that allows for R. Kelly, allegedly, to be able to do the things that he was doing. And that's not just, you know, the DJs who played his music. That's not just the studio engineers who kind of looked the other way or his staff. It was also the other musicians who continued to work with him. And so a lot of those artists are now pulling their collar and going, yeah, maybe this isn't a good look. Phoenix, Chance the Rapper, a lot of people are coming forward just now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Do What You Want was controversial when it was released, but at the time, Lady Gaga defended Kelly, who she said had, quote, very untrue things written about him. Now she says she stands with Kelly's accusers, quote, 1,000%, and she feels, quote, that their voices should be heard and taken seriously. Phoenix also, as you know, Jade, wrote, quote, we regret that we were not more informed and more discerning when we worked with him previously. We fully support all victims of sexual abuse, and it's our hope that there will be a path to justice. A documentary accusing the late Michael Jackson of sexual abuse against two men when they were children will premiere in a few weeks at the Sundance Film Festival. The film, titled Leaving Neverland, quote, tells the story of two men who claim they were abused by the pop singer when they were young, reports Consequence of Sound. A representative for Jackson's estate calls the film, quote, yet another lurid production in an outrageous and pathetic attempt to exploit and cash in on Michael Jackson. So accusations against Michael Jackson will be in the news again in coming weeks. And in much, much happier news, thanks to an adorable viral video with over 2 billion views, an infectious South Korean children's song about a baby shark has landed at number 32 on Billboard's Top 40.
This surprised me, mainly probably because I don't have children and I don't really pay attention to children's music on YouTube. But when I pulled it up, it was like, oh, you're super late to the game. This has been a huge meme. Like, people have been having baby shark challenges.
And I wonder if John Williams is getting any payment for this, because the little song starts with a little dun-dun-dun-dun-dun ominous Jaws-style intro before cutting into these adorable kids singing about various shark family members. The song was created by educational brand Pink Fog from South Korea. They now have as many top 40 hits as Jimi Hendrix and more than the Wu-Tang Clan. The song's chart success is testament both to the ascendance of streaming music and video over traditional music distribution channels and to the increasingly international music landscape. The chief executive of Pinkfong USA says the brand does not plan to dismiss the song as a one-off novelty hit. Quote, we are not planning to settle for Baby Shark hitting the music charts and getting YouTube views, but we are developing Pinkfong and Baby Shark into an entertainment brand that will be enjoyed by generations to come.
Now it's time to check out some new music, and we'll start it off with the one you voted on Twitter as the one you most wanted to hear about, which is the new one from Taking Back Sunday. Yes, the Long Island emo band Taking Back Sunday, that helped MySpace kids define themselves as cute without an E, is hitting a landmark year. 2019 marks the band's 20th anniversary. There will be a tour, and out now is 20. It's a hits compilation featuring 2 new songs, and listening through the compilation will allow you to feel all the feelings, or maybe just remember how you used to feel so intensely. And the new tracks give you 2 different sides of TBS, the softer, piano-driven side with a song for Dan, and a rocker that is emotional and aggressive, perfectly nostalgic, and very 2019. It's called All Ready to Go.
After a limited release on Record Store Day Black Friday, a cool new covers project will become widely available this Friday. 3x4 finds four of the biggest bands to come out of LA's Paisley Underground scene, each covering the others. The Paisley Underground updated classic 60s jangle pop with a garage rock drive and an 80s sheen. The bands participating in this project are The Dream Syndicate, The Rain Parade, The 3 O'Clock, and by far and away the biggest band to come out of the Paisley Underground, The Bangles. Here are The Bangles doing their version of The 3 O'Clock's Jet Fighter.
All right, for this one, I'm going to lay my bias out before I go on. I went to school at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, Kansas. I am an emo kid, and so I already have a super soft spot for the bands from Kansas, the Anniversary, Get Up Kids, the Architects. There's pretty much no way I wasn't going to be extremely excited about the prospect of them teaming up for a new project called Radar State. The new sound is gritty, it's lo-fi, it's fun, it's sad, and it rips. Spinning Wheel showcases the best of what these guys have always done. I'm on the spinning wheel again. I turned around and dove back where I began. I'm lost and lonely, my one and only way.
Last year, Lizzo went viral with a video that showed her playing a flute and then dancing wildly. Cue the haters, who doubted whether she was actually playing flute, she shut them down with plenty of proof of her classically trained background. Then in November, she posted a video to Instagram challenging legendary fictional flautist and news anchor Ron Burgundy to a duel.
Hashtag flute and shoot.
Now it seems the Anchorman anchor has taken up the gauntlet. In a video posted to Twitter on Wednesday, Will Ferrell, in character as Burgundy, wrote, "At Lizzo, challenge accepted. You want me? You got me." And I played some flute. It's pretty good. Not bad. Does Will Ferrell actually play flute, or is he just sort of like air fluting?
Is this fake fluting? I don't know. You can't tell because he actually does move his fingers. Maybe he's also a secret flute player as well.
Yeah, I mean, if Lizzo has to defend her creds, certainly Will Ferrell is going to have to give us the receipts for his flute skills. Well, Lizzo has already responded, "Oh, it's on like hot butter on popcorn, Burgundy." So the question is now, will this lead to an IRL flute battle between the two, in which case their skills would truly be out there for all to see?
Lizzo, I accept your challenge.
This is for you.
And that's today's music news. You can see that video of Ron Burgundy fluting it up and read more about all these stories, including hearing those new releases, over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Jade is also our producer today. We have a group on Facebook. It's called The Current Music News, where we talk about news as it's happening. You can find us just by searching The Current Music News on Facebook. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday with more headlines.